Welcome to the Hacking Happy podcast. My name is Penny Lacaso, and I'm the world's first happiness hacker on a bold mission to teach 10 million women how to flourish on their terms by 2025. The Hacking Happy podcast is recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. I'd like to pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. This podcast is designed to help you reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel more of it towards injecting more joy, more presence, more calm, and more meaning into each day. If that sounds like something you could use a little more of, let's get started. Hello, you beautiful happiness hackers, and welcome to another episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Damn, am I excited to share with you today and equally over the coming weeks, and I'll explain why. I turned 48 today, and I like to celebrate my birthdays. I actually think that the older I get, the bolder I get, the less fucks I give. And with all of that, the more I tend to enjoy my life. So each birthday, with that in mind, I take time out, time to pause and reflect on life and the elements that have been critical to making it a magical one. So with that, this year, the magical element that I want to focus on is balance. I have spent my life, many years of my life, chasing balance. And a few years back, I discovered that the harder I chased balance, the more elusive it became. Over the last 18 months, this perspective, this theory that I have, has been further validated by the over 150 exhausted professional women I have interviewed for my research. These women have shared that flourishing for them in their life is balance. It's finding this elusive balance. Yet most of them, when I ask, cannot recall a time in their life where they actually felt balanced, and even if they did recall that moment, many of them shared that they couldn't sustain it. So when I dig deeper into what these women mean when they use the word balance, they often allude to this magical place where their current overloaded work schedule, family connection, and time for self are all possible in a day that is already full. So when I reflect with all of this in mind on my relationship with balance and how it has changed in the 9 years since I exited my corporate career, I realize that the most powerful action I took was to define balance on my terms by firstly unpacking all of the limiting beliefs I had around balance. Now, I like to call these limiting beliefs the myths of balance. These are myths that are often fed to us through society, through social media. Now, it's this process of unpacking these limiting beliefs as a start point and redefining balance on my terms that has enabled me to call bullshit on balance and how we sell it to women who are just trying to get through the day ahead of them because they're so exhausted by chasing this elusive balance. My theory is that balance feels elusive because our perception is that if we enhance our productivity, we can find a way to squeeze everything in. The word squeeze doesn't feel very balanced to me. Now, surely that's the answer, right? Because that's what fills our social feeds. People alluding to their wonderfully balanced lives, making you feel like you missed the memo on how to make it happen. and most likely making you feel more shit, more guilt about not being enough. So with all of this knowledge and years of experimentation, I've made an intentional decision, a decision to stop chasing balance, to actually drop it from my vocab when it comes to life aspiration, and instead focus on harmony. Harmony for me is about saying I can't be all things in all aspects of life at once. Instead, I'm choosing to prioritize these few things based on the season of life that I'm in, because that's what's important to me now. That's what I want to give my energy to. Now, the season of life you're in is very important. It's important to understand it, to acknowledge it, because it will influence what harmony looks like for you. Now, the reason I raise this is because far too often we suffer from comparisonitis, where many of us are comparing ourselves to someone else and what they're doing and what they're getting done in the average day when they're not walking the day in our shoes. They're perhaps most likely not in the stage of life that we're in. And that comparison, like the beautiful saying, becomes the thief of all joy. Now, when I talk about life stages, right, and comparisonitis, I want to give you an example. An example of a life stage would be having small dependent kids under the age of 5 who are pretty much completely dependent on you. That is a life stage, and recognizing and understanding that life stage is critical to understanding what you have capacity for and what you want to give your energy to at this point in time. So, if you're still listening, I'm going to take a wild guess that this is all resonating and you're interested to understand where to start to inject more harmony into your days rather than chasing this elusive balance. If that's the case, I've got you, my friend. I am deeply passionate about supporting my tribe in redefining balance on their terms, because not doing so is a barrier to me realizing my life purpose, which is to elevate societal flourishing through inspiration, action, and the empowerment of women. This is why I have chosen to invest, and invest heavily, the next 4 weeks across every platform that you connect with me on. You will see me dispelling the myths of balance, with the sole intent of helping you shift your lens, the lens in which you look at balance, so that you can redefine it in a way that unlocks more harmony in your days. I'm equally launching today on this very humble podcast, The Balance Challenge, which is a practical way for you to unlock sustainable pockets, sacred pockets, of time that recharge your batteries and create the space to start showing up as the woman you want to be without the guilt. Hey there, listeners. Thought I'd press pause and share with you a brand new program that I think you're going to love. Do you feel like you're running on empty and like no one is getting the best of you? You're desperate for that elusive balance, but prioritizing self-care and reigniting your spark feels selfish and compounds your guilt. It's time to create a new normal and unlock the woman you want to be without the overwhelm. Enter the Balance Challenge, a 14-day challenge designed to empower you to unlock sustainable and sacred pockets of time that recharge your batteries and make you feel more balanced. We kick off on October the 16th, so for all the details and to secure your spot, click the link in show notes now. I would love to see you on the inside. Now, I'll share more on that later, but if you want to learn more about the Balance Challenge now, when it's happening, and all the details, you can jump over to the show notes and just simply click on the link or go to hackinghappy.co. So, back to dispelling the myths of balance. I've come up with what I believe are the 10 biggest myths, and I'm going to share them with you in a two-part podcast series, because I think sharing all 10 at once is going to be a little bit overwhelming. And given we're here to look at injecting more harmony into our days, I want to give this information to you in a way that enables you to digest it. So the two podcast series will give you the space to digest each myth of balance and reflect on how you want to use this knowledge in a way that is meaningful for you. Now, further to that, I want you to just take note that the two parts to this Myths of Balance podcast series will be delivered 2 weeks apart. For that very reason, I want to give you this one today and then give you 2 weeks to just have the space to sit with what I've shared and what it means for you, how you want to use it. So let's start today with the top 5 myths of balance. Myth number 1, balance is a destination rather than a way of being. Now, the reality is our quest for balance often finds us envisioning a specific magical destination where we'll finally arrive with all the aspects of our life operating in elusive equilibrium. This belief does not account for nor accommodate the uncertainty and the fluidity of life. Balance isn't a destination. It's a continuous journey of self-awareness, of adaption with intention, and growth. As the landscape of our lives changes, so does our definition of balance. It is not fixed. It's the process of navigating the unexpected and the uncertain that propels us towards more harmony more often. Myth number 2, balance must come at the sacrifice of self. What a myth. The reality is this belief is known as the fallacy of selflessness, which suggests that achieving balance can only come at the cost of self-sacrifice. It urges us to put our needs aside in the pursuit of harmony. Yet denying ourselves nourishment and self-care leaves us feeling exhausted and overwhelmed, undermining the true essence of the balance that we seek. True harmony emerges when we invest in prioritizing self-compassion. What would kindness look like if I had to speak it to myself today? And self-love, by tending to our own needs first, which allows us to radiate our best selves out into the world. And I know for many women, they constantly share with me that the number one thing that they want in this life is to be a decent role model for their kids. Whew, I've done a lot of work, a lot of work to pull this together. And even reading it, you know, I feel the passion through my blood. And I feel the pain of the women that I have interviewed, the many, many women that I've interviewed who just feel exhausted chasing this bloody balance. So let's get to myth number 3 and let's dispel it. Myth number 3 is balance equates to everything in our lives existing in equilibrium. Now, the reality is this belief creates a mirage of perfection, making balance feel elusive and us feeling like we're constantly failing, compounding feelings of not being enough, specifically or especially when we compare ourselves to the bullshit showreels of others' lives on social media. The reality is balance is not a rigid alignment of all elements of our life, but more a dynamic dance between them based on the stage of life that we find ourselves in. Just as nature finds harmony in its diversity, so do we find balance in the ebb and flow of life's fluctuations. The secret to shifting lies in becoming clear on what you want to prioritize based on the life stage that you are in, and giving yourself permission to let go of the attachment to an outcome for everything else. Balance myth number 4. Balance is a one-size-fits-all equation. The reality is there is no universal formula that exists for achieving balance. Our life tapestry is woven with unique threads of experiences, responsibilities, and desires that require a personalized approach to defining balance on our terms. An approach that aligns with our individual rhythms, our values, and equally our aspirations. What might feel like harmony for me might equate to complete and utter discontent for you. Harmony provides a beautiful opportunity to own your uniqueness and use it as a guidepost for prioritizing what matters. Myth number five, and the final myth that I'm going to share with you today, balance is achievable alone. The reality is the belief that balance is solely an individual effort neglects the importance of support networks and the role they play in creating an environment that facilitates feeling balanced or harmonious. Collaborating with family, friends, and colleagues to define what balance means to you and what you need to realize it can empower you to set expectations with others and put in place healthy and sustainable boundaries. So there you have it, the first five myths of balance dispelled. I invite you, off the back of this podcast, if you are someone that is equally passionate about injecting more harmony into your life and the life of your family, that you perhaps take what I've shared with you today and journal on these myths of balance, and see what comes up. You might want to ask yourself, how might I use this new knowledge to start to redefine my expectations of myself? And equally, how can I use this information to start to redefine balance on my terms, or actually get rid of balance and start defining what harmony looks like instead? Now, as I mentioned in myth number five, balance is not achievable alone. The more we come together and work through this stuff together, the more we pioneer as women a new way to show up in life, a way that dispels all of this bullshit and allows us to be who we want to be without the overwhelm, without the exhaustion, and without the mum guilt. So, with that in mind, if you would like some hands-on support in doing more harmony more often, let me share with you the details of the upcoming Balance Challenge, which will run from the 16th to the 29th of October, completely online. This challenge is for the woman who wants balance but can't find the time to make it happen. It's a 14-day challenge designed by me to empower you to create sustainable and sacred pockets of time that recharge your batteries and make you feel more harmonious. Think sustainable, evidence-based action delivered to you in bite-sized pieces to reduce the overwhelm and unlock a more balanced you. For all of the details and to secure your spot, click the link in show notes or jump on over to any of my socials or hackinghappy.co. You'll also find all of the information there. Now, this challenge has been priced at a price to make it accessible and affordable to pretty much everyone. And the reason for that is, in the current climate, I want to make sure that I can support those who want the support in a way that meets them where they're at financially. So if you're ready to take back control of your time and how you feel within it so that you can show up in life as the woman you want to be, join me on the Balance Challenge. And equally, join me next week as we press pause for a week before the next Myths of Balance podcast comes out, and have a real and raw conversation with a couple of working mums about finding balance with young children. Until next time, beautiful human, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast.
Reviews are so important to empowering more beautiful humans just like you to lead wholehearted and flourishing lives. If you enjoyed your listen, I'd love if you could take a moment to leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. If there was something that resonated from this conversation, I invite you to take a screenshot and share your thoughts on social media. Tag me in so I can respond. If you've got a friend you feel needs to hear this episode, copy and paste the link and drop them a message now. It might be exactly what they need. Until next time, happiness looks good on you.